as you go into the hollow earth, as Admiral Byrd described, you start seeing vegetation, prehistoric-looking animals, and then you've got this colony of extraterrestrials. What are the possibilities, Rodney, that also within this hollow earth might be human beings who have somehow decided to live there? Is that possible?
Oh, I am certain that the people that live in the hollow earth are not extraterrestrials. Most of them are from the lost tribes of Israel that migrated into the north countries over 2,500 years ago and have just progressed faster than we have because they don't have wars and sickness like we have.
Well, now, what's your theory or evidence behind this one?
In 1829, a couple of Norwegian people, Olaf Jensen and his father Jens, were fishing up north of Franz Josef Land when they noticed a lead through the ice. And they followed this lead northeast of Franz Josef Land and accidentally found their way through the North Pole opening to the inner earth. They reached the inner earth and sailed along the coast and went up this big river, which they later found out was called by the inhabitants of the inner earth the River Heidekel, which is one of the rivers that flows out of the Garden of Eden. They were met by a ship of inner earth that was coming down the river and were taken in by them, and they lived among them for 2 years. And they learned their language, which he described as similar to Sanskrit. And they related to him that their God that was Jehovah. Jehovah is the God of the ancient Israelites. Now, it's interesting that Olaf Jensen and his father were not Christians.
Right.
They
right.
believed in the Norwegian gods of Odin and Thor, which is their mm-hmm. ancestors. And their ancestors, they have a legend that their ancestors, their cousins of their ancestors, migrated into the North Country. And Olaf Jensen's father called them the Chosen People. And they believed that those people were related to them.
All right, so you believe that we're not dealing with extraterrestrials here, as some people have theorized, but human earthbound inhabitants who have had such a tremendous technological capabilities, but that they are the descendants of the lost tribes of Israel.
You know, only 300 years ago was the time when Galileo lived. When he looked through his telescope and looked at Jupiter and saw moons going around Jupiter, and then claimed to the Catholic Church that we weren't the center of the universe, that we were probably orbiting the sun. Well, that was only 300 years ago. These people inside the hollow earth have been living there for 2,500 years with the scientific advancement that they have. They're a couple of thousand years in advance than us. I believe that they have this technology that they have these flying saucer technology, and that a lot of the little green men that they see are actually robots.
Doctor, all right. So when we see humanoids or something like that reported, you're saying that these are robots sent from those in the hollow earth?
Yes, Dr. Greer is a medical doctor that has researched flying saucers and has about 400 or 500 expert witnesses. One of them said that they have dissected these UFO knots, that they have been able to down some of the flying saucers and dissect some of these UFO knots, and he describes that they have two brains, One is computer chips, and the other one is a human-type brain. And he says it doesn't have any sexual organs, no digestive organs, no vocal cords. They communicate with telepathy. My conclusion is that the inner Earth people have built these androids that fly their flying saucers out to reconnoiter the outer Earth. And that's what we're seeing.